Chapter 3. In the Graveyard. For several weeks after the storm, it didn't rain, and strong winds dried the wet ground. Late one afternoon, I ran to my favourite place in the graveyard just before the sun set. It was a large flat gravestone, hidden by tall trees. I sometimes sat there for hours, watching the boats in the bay and dreaming. The gravestone was very old, and I couldn't read the words on it. Nobody knew who was buried there. I was just going to sit down in my usual place when I saw, on the other side of the gravestone, a very large hole in the ground. That hole wasn't there before the storm, I thought. I looked inside the hole, but couldn't see anything, so I jumped down into it. The space was larger than I expected. I'm under the old gravestone, I thought, but there's no coffin here. That's strange. How can the grave be empty? I looked around and saw an opening to a passage on one side. I felt very excited. Is this Blackbeard's secret place? I thought. Maybe the diamond is hidden here. I wanted to search inside the area at once, but it was too dark. I'll get one of Aunt Jane's candles and come back later, I decided, and ran home quickly. When I got home, Aunt Jane was already having dinner. She didn't speak, but I noticed she was angry. After dinner, she read sermons to me till bedtime, but I didn't listen to a word of them. My head was full of thoughts of the diamond and the secret place under the gravestone. I went to my room and waited till I heard Aunt Jane snoring. Then I took my boots, a candle and matches, and crept out of the house. It was late, and most of the houses were dark. The only light was in the Why Not. I thought I heard voices, but didn't stop to listen. For a moment, when I reached the church, I was afraid Blackbeard would appear, but I knew that was foolish. In my excitement, I soon forgot my fears and entered the graveyard. I jumped into the hole, lit the candle, and moved carefully along the narrow passage. After a few minutes, it opened up into a large room. There were stone shelves filled with coffins around the walls. One coffin was much longer than the others. "I'm in the church crypt," I whispered to myself. "These are the Mohun coffins." The floor of the crypt was uneven, and there were small pools of water here and there. A large pile of crates and wine barrels stood in the middle. I remembered what Mr. Glennie had said about the coffins on the Sunday after the storm. Mr. Glennie was right about one thing, I thought. The crypt was flooded, but the noises we heard weren't coffins. They were smugglers, and they were hiding their contraband. At that moment, I heard men's voices. "It's the smugglers," I thought in a panic. "If they find me here, they'll kill me." I looked round for a place to hide and saw a big crate. I extinguished the candle and quickly hid behind the crate as the first man reached the crypt. I stayed there, not moving, while the men talked, and it felt like hours. I recognized the voices of Ratsey and Elzevir. They were smugglers too. This was a surprise for me. "The boxes will be safe here for a while," said Elzevir. "Nobody knows about this place." Then I heard my name. "That Trenchard boy comes to the graveyard a lot," one of the men said. "I hope he won't discover the hole." "Don't worry," said Ratsey. "We'll cover it carefully when we leave." After a while, the men left. I waited until it was quiet, and then crawled from my hiding place and reached a coffin. The wood was old and broken, and the lid was half off. When I climbed over it, my fingers felt something hairy. I knew what it was. "This is Blackbeard's coffin," I thought excitedly. "I can feel his beard. How horrible! Then my fingers touched something which felt like metal. It was a locket on a chain round Blackbeard's neck. Maybe it's the diamond, I whispered to myself. I was so excited that I could hardly breathe. Is it hidden in the locket? I lit the candle and opened the locket. When I saw what was in it, I was very disappointed. There was no diamond, only a piece of paper with some sentences from the Bible. I put the locket in my pocket and left the crypt. At the entrance to the hole, another unpleasant surprise was waiting for me. The smugglers had covered it with a heavy stone. I tried and tried, but couldn't move it. I'll never get out, I thought in a panic, suddenly feeling very claustrophobic. I'll never see Grace again. I'll die here. I lay down on the ground, frightened and cold. The candle burned out and it was very dark. The hours passed slowly and I slept a little. I knew it was morning when light began to appear through a tiny crack in the roof. I tried again to push up the stone and move the earth around it with my fingers, but nothing moved. I shouted and screamed, but no one heard me. I lay there all day long. Sometimes I slept, and sometimes I watched the crack. Night came again. By this time I was very hungry and thirsty. There was a lot of rum and wine in the contraband, but I had no tools to open the barrels. I'll die if I don't drink something soon, I thought desperately. Then I remembered the pools of floodwater in the crypt. I felt my way in the dark, found a small pool, and drank some of the water. It was disgusting, but it was water. After a while, I fell asleep. When I woke up, I crawled slowly to the space under the gravestone. It was daytime again. I beat on the stone with my boot and shouted as loudly as I could, but nobody came. I'm going to die here, I thought. I lay on the ground, weak and dizzy, and cried.